In this bulletin, all of New South Wales to remain in lockdown for at least another week. 16 new cases in the ACT. And in sport, Alex de Minaur knocked out in the second round of the Cincinnati Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. All of New South Wales will remain in lockdown until at least the 28th of August, after the state recorded another record-breaking day with 681 new COVID cases. A man in his 80s from southeast Sydney has also died, bringing the number of coronavirus-related fatalities in this outbreak to 61. Some 463 of the known cases are from southwest and western Sydney, while 25 others are in western New South Wales. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the outbreak in western New South Wales and cases in other parts of the regions means its lockdown needs to be extended for at least another week.
We know that there are vast areas of regional New South Wales where there aren't any cases, but everybody would appreciate and expect us to take a precautionary response, given we have the opportunity to get down to zero cases in the regions. That's certainly what we want to achieve, and therefore we're taking that precautionary response.
The ACT has recorded 16 new cases, taking the total number of active cases to 83. 11 of the new cases are linked to existing infections, while 5 remain under investigation. There are now more than 240 exposure sites in Canberra, including public transport routes across the city, and the number of close contacts is more than 19,200. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says Canberrans must continue to follow the rules to ensure the outbreak can be brought under control.
We simply have to reduce the transmission potential in our community. We have to stay at home. This is how we bring down our case numbers. There are no easy choices here. There are no simple choices. It's often a choice of the least worst outcome. We either stop this virus now, or we live like Sydney for the rest of this year.
New Zealand is reporting 11 new community cases of COVID-19, bringing the total number of infections in the country's latest outbreak to 21. All of the cases are Auckland-based, and the majority are under the age of 30. Genomic sequencing shows a strong link to a man who returned to New Zealand on a so-called red zone flight from Sydney on the 8th of August and tested positive during his fortnight in hotel quarantine. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it means that New Zealand cases are most likely to have come from that traveller.
It means now we can be fairly certain how and when the virus entered the country, and that based on timelines, there are minimal, possibly only one or maybe two missing links between this returnee and cases in our current outbreak. And the period in which cases were in the community is relatively short.
The unemployment rate has unexpectedly dropped by 0.3 percentage points to 4.6% in July. The data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows the main reason the jobless rate fell is that many people stopped looking for work in lockdown, causing the participation rate to drop to 66%. Full-time employment decreased by 4,200 across Australia, while the number of people in part-time jobs rose by 6,400. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says while it's the lowest unemployment rate since December of 2008, it's not a cause for celebration.
Today's numbers show the impact that the lockdowns are having, particularly in New South Wales. With a fall in the number of hours worked in the month of July of 7%, and an increase in the effective unemployment rate to 8.3%, as 230,000 people in New South Wales became employed, but on 0 hours.
And in sport, Alex de Minaur has fended off 5 match points, but ultimately lost to Frenchman Gael Monfils in the second round of the Cincinnati Masters. The top men's player in Australia went down 6-4, 7-5 in 1 hour and 45 minutes. It comes after Ash Barty's win earlier, with the world number one defeating Great Britain's Heather Watson 6-4, 7-6. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a few showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 16. Melbourne, much the same, 16 degrees. Hobart, a possible shower and 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 17. Wollongong, sunny and 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 23 degrees. Newcastle, also sunny, 25. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, a shower or two developing, 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.